Now, this was an issue that was brought up by some listeners in some parts of the world, namely Australia and the west coast of the United States. We have an email here from Bruce Portner, who lives in Seattle, Washington, in the United States. He said he was able to pick up little bits and pieces of the test transmission, but the problem was co-channel interference. Now, that was not apparent in the target area, but apparently in other areas, people were picking up another station, a station that I used to work for in class, Radio Havana Cuba, which broadcast in Spanish on 11,750 kilohertz. He said if it wasn't for the co-channel interference, it would have been easier to listen to the program. Well, Bruce, you're not the only one that let us know about this, which is a good thing, because I was discussing with Victor just before doing this program this issue right here, and we are going to be looking at changing frequency for next week. Now, I don't know what it's going to be yet, but if you check out our website, pcjmedia.com, that's www.pcjmedia.com, the frequency update will be posted on the home page. That was the same for another listener here that we had on our media program, Media Network Plus. Ian Baxter, who lives in Sydney, Australia, also mentioned the co-channel interference.